exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, everybody? It's Corey Vincent here with the Video Game Bang, back in business in my own biatchin studio place here called the VGB Studios in beautiful Sacramento, California. Back where I belong. Back where I belong! Speaking of Linkin Park, and my co-host sitting right across from me, his name is Aaron Carter.
What's happening, everybody? Sir Aaron Carter here, as always.
As always. Do you even leave?
No, actually, no.
All right, interesting.
Not to throw or derail, but your wife just added me on Snapchat.
Yeah?
What does that mean?
He sits to my left week in, week out. His name is the real David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
How you doing, David?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
I can see things.
You look healthy.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
People say it until this moment.
But this is what it means.
Yeah. You look healthy.
When people look like me, that means they look healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. No, like just today.
Today.
Yeah.
But it's awkward because I had McDonald's for dinner. So.
Really? Maybe
it's not going to last very long.
Maybe that's the trick. What do
Maybe.
You
have? Quarter pounder.
Quarter pounder.
With quarter pounder.
With cheese?
With cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Royale.
That's
Royale with cheese.
In Europe, that's what they call it.
Yeah. And she's joining us. You see her up in the top right corner. Beautiful as always. Joining us back on the show after her time in Philly. Ivy Doom Kitty, how you doing?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Is that what you sang like to yourself the whole time you were there?
I would.
I actually may have been.
Let's not drop any names, but let's get into this, Ivy. Let's get into this right away. You had some celebrities on your jock.
Uh-oh.
No.
Yeah. We don't have to name drop. It could be completely anonymous.
Who was it, Will Smith?
No.
It was Disney.
Oh, God, no.
Kevin Hart? Wait.
No.
What do you mean, God, no?
The dude's married.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. All right, that's the response I'm looking for.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, wait. What do you mean? What did you think that I was going to say?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because he's tall.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
It's his hair.
That's a good answer, Aaron.
Good. Some girls don't like tall guys.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So a celebrity came on to you.
Yeah, a celebrity did, and it was very awkward and very uncomfortable, and I pretty much avoided the area that he was in because it was just really weird.
Well, okay, let's get to brass tacks here. It was bizarre.
I'm not saying any names.
I know, but if it was Aaron,
if it rhymes with
Blake. No.
Blake.
Does it rhyme with Schmiss cat?
It doesn't rhyme with anything.
Okay.
Then rhymes with
But the
Chris
principle
Humphreys.
Doesn't matter who it is. You had a famous person, world famous, probably has millions of dollars hitting on you. I mean, in the other situation, I can't think of a celebrity who would hit on me at a convention that I would reject, knowing that there's so much to gain from it.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
so
how
much
to
gain?
How much money do you think she's done?
I don't look at people in the sense of, okay, I got this to gain or that, or I'm not, what's the term? Some people use this little word, star effer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Star fucker?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's my new outlaw name.
That's a new album.
Oh, yeah. I'm upgrading. No more Star Lord. I'm Star fucker.
I never heard the term before.
Are you going to get the same reaction that he did?
Who?
Exactly. From all the stars. And Roseanne Barr is 80 million.
It was very awkward. It was very uncomfortable. He was hounding me for my information.
What?
And I kept making like excuses. Okay, well, yeah, don't worry. You know, I will have my assistant get my card. Well, no. Like, how do I get a hold of you? You know, like, how do I talk to you? You know, how do I do this? How do I do that? And I'm like,
So why?
It was very awkward. It was very uncomfortable.
Why reserve though? I don't understand. Why so reserve about it though? Like, was the guy attractive to you?
No.
Okay. All right. I think that's
he
enough.
Wasn't attracted to me at all, but the way in which he approached me was also very unsettling.
Yeah.
He came at me with a, like...
Wow, that's soon, huh?
He made comments about certain body parts of himself.
Was like, it Hugh Jackman?
Throughout all of this.
Jeez.
It was Hugh
and
Jackman.
And it was very uncomfortable.
Hugh Jackman.
While we're taking care of the final bits of business and doing all the promotional retweets and stuff, we got to thank our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. As we broke the news a while back ago, we are getting our very own toast very, very soon. Yes. You can go into a location and order the Video Game Bang, and they will not throw you out of the building. They will actually make you a piece of delicious toast that you can eat and take pictures of and selfies and all that stuff. And,
what kind is it?
Oh,
like, what's it? If I want to order it, you know, because I will be out in Sacramento. So
oh, that's right. We got so
if I want to go to Oblivion Comics and say, I want the Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang me. You know, like, is that how I can go up there and say it? Or,
don't say
you know,
that in Sacramento.
Do?
Don't say that in Sacramento.
Yeah, say that exactly.
Only then. Say it in that one place. And then what you're going to get is you're going to get a thick piece of artisan toast from a local bakery.
Thick piece mm-hmm. of artisan.
Artisan
toast.
Toast with a little bit of butter. A little bit of sea salt.
Not a lot of butter.
You're going to get some honey. You're going to get a little bit of chocolate sauce. And on top of that, they're going to give you a little bit of Nutella sauce.
Nobody calls it Nutella.
That's something different.
Yeah. I call it Nutella.
And peanut butter.
What do people call it?
Nutella.
Nutella.
Nutella?
It's either Nutella or Nutella.
But it's because it's made from nuts.
No.
It's not
peanut butter, too.
Nutella.
It's not Ella.
Under my Nutella... wasn't there a song about it that
yeah,
Rihanna
you're right.
wrote?
You're right.
Who is thick, by the way, now, apparently. Did you guys see all the photos of this?
Of who?
Rihanna?
Oh, no, I haven't seen thick Rihanna yet.
Oh, thick Rihanna?
Hashtag
oh,
thick Rihanna.
Oh, hashtag thick Rihanna all day. Thick spelled T-H-I-C-C. She's looking good.
Oh, I am, guys.
She wears it well, man. She's beautiful. Thank you, everybody in chat. We got Drew in the TARDIS, Mo Fruity. Pratt Pratt Gaming is back, everybody. Sheldon is in the house. And more trickling
Sheldon!
In. We love all you guys. Please give us some love. And, you know, retweet the show. Tell people what you're listening to. That's great. Beyond Oblivion Comics and Coffee and the awesome toast you could order, we got to thank Mainframe for... Oh, thank you for the cheers in chat. But Mainframe sent us our newest care package, and we all have it on our face right now. These are their optic
glasses.
No, not
glasses. We all.
Well, the ones that matter.
Wow.
Well, because here's the deal. Ivy, you were sent a code to order your own, but you don't check your email.
I haven't ordered it yet.
Yeah, so who's to blame?
Exactly.
Yeah. So those of us who do pay attention to our emails, we have these beautiful optic glasses. I've been wearing them for 2 days straight, practically, and I already, honestly, not even fucking around, can tell the difference in my eye strain.
My eyes are super tired when I came to the show. And I put these on, and looking at the computer, it is relaxing.
It's like it mainly changes up like the large white pages. So like the Twitch dashboard that I'm staring at right now is usually like always in my freaking face.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, nice.
It's there.
Yeah. We can move on. And they're in the Wayfarer style that Aaron has made famous.
Yes, very much so.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. What?
Okay.
What? Where have you been the last decade plus?
Okay.
Yeah.
So check them out. And you know what? Here's the thing. I looked into Gunners beforehand.
Yeah.
That's the competition. I know you're not supposed to name the competition. People don't like that stuff. But here's the deal. Gunners are like $100. They start at like $100 and go up.
They're like $100, and I'm not a huge fan of the style.
No,
I don't want to look like a sniper.
But. Yeah, they're a little too like, I'm playing a first-person shooter, and I'm gonna do some man stuff. I have guns in my house, things like that. They're very right wing. These here,
jeez.
These are like
libertarian.
These are
yeah.
Hipster chic.
Hipster chic.
I could take these to Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and
right in.
My credibility shoots way through the roof.
Way through the. Why do you think I wear glasses?
That's a good point.
They're not even real.
Good point. So get yourself some optic glasses. I am pissed off that I haven't bit the bullet and bought these like months ago.
Oh yeah.
Because my job is to look at computer screens.
Yeah.
Then my hobby is to look at
the
same damn computer screens for hours upon hours upon hours. And now life is just good. So check it out. Optics. Mainframe USA. Now we can get to the show, everybody. I have a treat for everybody.
Gross.
Let's. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. Suicide is on the list.
Good Lord.
You brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. Not for the show.
Question, is that going to get brought up after the treat? Because I have a feeling that they're going to be connected.
I have a treat for everybody on the show. But I'll save it for a little bit later. Let's talk about Jimmy John's. Have you guys ever had these sandwiches?
I have. I've had Jimmy John's.
I've had Jimmy Dean's.
Jimmy Dean's sausage?
Not the sausage, no. Pancakes. Well, I mean,
Jimmy Dean makes pancakes?
Yeah.
Jimmy Dean does everything. It all.
Jimmy Dean makes breakfast.
They make, yeah, they are breakfast.
Jimmy Dean's a beast.
Yeah.
Have you had Jimmy John's, though, or do you even know what it is, Ivy?
I have heard of it, but I don't know what it is, no.
Aaron?
I'm literally Googling it right now because I have no idea what this place is.
I've driven past this Jimmy Jean, what is it?
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. I've driven past Jimmy John's so many times. I always thought it was a barbecue place.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Just have like Jimmy John's barbecue. Stop on by and get some ribs.
No, it's still right. Sound I like see that. It still feels like a breakfast spot.
Really?
Because you're hooked on Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
You're hooked on Jimmy Dean and exactly. Jimmy Don John's. Is
Jimmy Dong's.
Jimmy Dong's.
That's
something different.
That's a whole different.
That's
place.
His favorite porn stuff.
That's Vegas. Oh man.
Jimmy Dong's.
So Jimmy John.
Jimmy John's.
Back to the sandwiches.
We went to Jimmy John's. The only reason I went there was out of tragedy. I've driven past this place a million times. I watched a video on the internet yesterday about a man who was working at a Jimmy John's and got robbed at gunpoint. And the gun was right in his face.
Okay.
Inches from his face. And the guy was cool as a fucking cucumber. Did not flinch, did not do anything. He just gave the guy what he wanted. He went away and became kind of, I guess, like a celebrity on the news or something.
Oh, I've seen that video.
Have you seen it?
Yeah,
if
yeah.
If anything, he looked annoyed.
Yeah, he was like, fucking A.
Fine.
And then he made that sweet.
You want the drawer too? Like,
made that sweet glove shot when he walked away. He threw his glove and it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Banked it.
Yep. So that's the only reason I went to the place.
Because they got robbed.
That was the best marketing campaign you could ever ask for.
You know, they say, you know. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's
so,
true.
I mean,
100%. They do say that. So that guy earned his company $8 or whatever I spent today.
And he probably got the same amount working there at
for 3 hours.
Jimmy Dean's, yeah. Jimmy John's, whatever expansion.
But I did kind of want to talk about this whole suicide thing. Tell me, relive the story to me so to make sure I understood it properly when I heard it.
Guy's girlfriend kind of just egged him on to
what?
End it.
Wait, so, I heard the guy, from the first telling, he was already. Go ahead.
This is all news to me. What happened?
So, this is how I interpreted it. This guy had mental issues, probably. He was kind of suicidal.
If you're suicidal, then yeah, you have mental issues.
And his girlfriend, instead of being like, baby, don't kill yourself, let's do this and that, she was like, okay, just do it. And he did it.
It's like, just do it already.
Yeah, like, what are you waiting for? Just do it. And then he did it.
So she called him on it, and he went and he did it.
Yeah.
He actually did it. Not only that, he apparently, she's in trouble. She's going to jail.
No. She's on trial right now.
Oh, okay.
It's not that she's going to jail. They're trying to use the text messages that they had, that she, you know, sent to prosecutor. And they have, a whole bunch of them, apparently.
Oh, so it wasn't just one isolated incident?
No. I think it was one isolated time with a whole bunch of different texts.
Right.
So, like, one day, 30 texts, he ended it.
So, I've watched a good chunk of Law & Order.
All right. Go, so, and you're very well-versed in bird law?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it going to be
that is some crazy stuff.
I think... During involuntary manslaughter is what they're saying.
See, close. I didn't watch last season. That's the problem.
Oh, wow. This is just starting. Wow, our legal system is amazing. She was 17 when all this happened. She's 20 now.
I was going to say, I thought this was a little story.
She was a child when all this happened, too?
She was
too?
17, yeah.
This is... Okay, we kind of have the scenario. What do you think should happen? Should she do jail time, Aaron?
10 years, bam!
Are you serious?
Yes.
You really think she should go to jail?
Oh, yes.
For that?
Oh, yes.
All right. I think she should because she needs to be made an example of.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You think you're in the same boat. You think she should be persecuted?
Absolutely.
Webb?
I don't think jail.
What? What do you think? A spanking?
I don't know. No.
From Jimmy Dong?
From Jimmy Dong, yeah.
No, like, house arrest, maybe? Like,
what? Okay, something. Okay. All right.
Okay, but
all
here's
right.
the thing. Here's why. Here's why. She did a dumb thing. She said something dumb. But
multiple dumb things.
She didn't, like...
I need to see all the texts real quick.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I haven't read the text.
But then at the same token, you know, at the same token, though, I mean, I get messages not as often as I did before, but I still get messages from people that are like, kill yourself. You should just kill yourself. You should do this. You should do that.
I think
slit yourself. Like, I get some really nasty messages from people sometimes.
So, Aaron, but I think, do you think everybody who's
why don't
ever...
you effing die? Die, see, die, die.
That was, that's, here's,
kill
but
yourself.
What, here's the end result, though.
The difference.
She's on the podcast talking to us. That other guy is dead.
So, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If Ivy would, heaven forbid, it's the worst thing of all time, do it, would you say to track down everybody who ever said that online and they all go to jail?
If Ivy came out saying, I want to, no, screw that. We're putting, Ivy, you're not doing that. If somebody came out saying, I want to kill myself, and then you text to them, let me read this, you need to do it. That's one of the texts. I'm reading verbatim off of her thing right now. You can't think about it. You just have to do it. Quote, unquote. That is what she said.
It's advice. Even
what?
It's bad
all
advice.
Right. All
it's
right, you're
bad
done.
Advice.
You're
but
done.
I don't feel like one thing someone says that makes someone decide to kill themselves, like, I don't think that's manslaughter. I think it's shitty, and I think
it's
terrible.
It's involuntary manslaughter. No, that's what she's going up.
Manslaughter is like when you accidentally hit someone with your car.
No.
That's a physical action that made somebody dead.
No.
This is like, you know.
It's not black and white to me. It's a gray area, to be honest. I don't know.
Cause
I see both sides of it. It's a weird situation.
If you, real quick scenario.
Lay it on me.
Your closest friend, because I think you guys are detaching yourself from it.
Yeah. Because
you don't know these people. And I understand
right.
that.
No, yeah.
You think of your closest friend.
Okay, I'm thinking of you, Aaron.
Good Lord.
Okay, now what?
And they're going through that whole thing, and mm-hmm. this third-party person is texting them. You don't know that other third-party person is texting them.
Okay.
And they're egging them on, basically, to kill themselves. You wouldn't hold that person responsible for it?
I would hold them responsible, but in my mind, I can't see that as doing jail time. Just because, to me, that doesn't...
Now, imagine if they were black.
You're the worst person.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Exactly.
It doesn't. I can't. I don't know. To me, it doesn't.
So what's what's?
I feel like regardless, you know, it would still be the same thing. You know, I don't care. You know, if you push someone to that point, you clearly know they're already in a very volatile or sensitive mental state.
Yeah.
And it is in your power to seek help for them because they obviously aren't capable of doing it themselves in that moment in time. So if anything, you know what's going through their head. You have all of the information telling them that they're not okay. At that point, if someone goes to you and they're like, hey, I'm having suicidal thoughts. Hey, I'm contemplating suicide. I'm thinking about killing myself. And these are the steps I'm going to take to do it. Then it's up to you to take responsibility and act on that. Because you know what? You may be that very last person that talks to them, that sees them alive or hears them alive, and it's up to you to do something about that.
I agree.
You know, take ownership of it and just go, hey, you know what? Here's the suicide help hotline. Or, you know what? I'm going to call a family member to check on you, or you need help. Hey, I'm going to get, you know, psychiatrist or whatever involved, whatever it is you need to do to help that person, because they clearly are... at a point where, you know, I understand the whole, okay, yeah, they're just crying for help. They're not really going to do it. I understand that people may argue that, but you know what? It's not anything to joke about. And if someone's talking about getting to that point, then yeah, you know what? She had an opportunity to help him and to seek help for him. And she knew where he was at. And instead of, you know, pushing to help him and to try to save that life, she pushed him in the opposite of direction of egging him on for him to end up doing it.
I agree with Ivy 100%. The right, decent thing to do is definitely that. And I have been that person, as I'm sure, you know, many people have. We've been that person when you have someone who's struggling or has some mental illness or drug addiction where that becomes like a thing. And it is your responsibility as a decent human being to say something. I don't know about jail time, but we'll see.
What's jail time to you? What's a crime? What's a crime?
If she bought the gun and handed it to him.
Forget that thing.
What's jail time to me?
What's a crime that's jail time to you?
Murder.
What is the minimum thing you can do?
The minimum thing?
Yes.
You can do probably not pay your taxes.
Really?
Yeah. So, speed three times. Get three really? Speeding tickets. No,
speeding.
No. I'm not saying like that's what I think, but I'm asking what you think.
That's a legitimate thing. I know that's the law, yeah. But I'm asking what you think.
Oh, in my opinion, yeah, in your opinion,
if this is not jail time, and I didn't even say life, I said 10 years. She's 30 when she gets out. She'll probably have a degree, you know? And then she's white and blonde, so she'll have, like, minimum security.
All right, we'll move forward. Like, we'll move forward. Speaking of kill yourself.
Good Lord.
I know a lot of you guys hate my theme songs, right? That's particularly one.
We hate it.
You guys all hate it.
Okay. Shite.
I know. Aaron, your thoughts on the Brain Bang theme song?
It'd be better if it was an entirely different song.
Hey, you do know that you're hosting on in real life, right? In IRL?
Yes.
Okay, just thought you would have been on gaming or something. But okay.
Damn, look at her. Coming in, trying to direct the show or something.
I know, trying to direct my show. All right, that's fine. I heard the people, and that is why I present to you all right now, for the first time ever.
No, this is going to be good.
The brand new Brain Bang theme song.
Oh!
Please don't tell me you ruined this.
I put a lot of work into this.
And that's what's disappointing.
Donald Glover is turning over in his grave right now.
And he's not even dead.
He's not even dead. The future. In the future. When he...
That's... It went forward in time.
Yes. Barry Allen ran...
Barry Allen. To the change future. The time thing again.
Yes.
Brain bang.
Oh, this is so...
Follow us on Twitter, vote, that's it, man. You never know what questions are asked on Brain Bang.
We're done.
We wanna know what's on your mind.
Oh my God.
Brain Bang. We do our best to never ask the same things. You didn't like my last song, so I changed it.
Oh my God, this is an awkward one.
It made me realize my pride.
Oh my God.
We're getting bits for this.
From your cousin.
We ask questions.
Oh my God, there's more.
You answer. Then we read them. Ooh, on the podcast. Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible.
We ask questions.
Please,
and that is the Brain Bang theme song. You guys wanted it. I delivered.
First of all, it's entirely too long.
You know what? First of all, that's what you said.
I like it. I like it. I vote that.
Credit where credit is due. I gotta say.
That must have been the most embarrassing moment for you in your life.
What?
Probably sitting alone. Hitting that octave. With your wife outside the door like, what the hell did I do? To deserve this.
You hear a bang. It was just
I put
the wall.
Work into this, fam.
I heard the dogs in the
look
background.
I wrote lyrics.
Damn, look at you.
I sat there
they
and
all
I
like
thought.
It. They all like it.
You know what?
Chat loves it.
You put so much effort into that. Good work.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You actually wrote it. Holy crap.
For all the thumbs up that you're going to get, I have to be the realist.
Oh my God,
Mr. Gambino!
Great.
I apologize.
This week's Brain Bang question.
It's horrible, but it's better than the other one.
Oh, Ceramic Dragon asked, "How many times did you have to punch your crotch to get that high pitch?"
There you go.
Only once, surprisingly. One good one.
Well, now I understand why she had to be on
Snapchat. Can you please, you know,
damn.
Just do it. Do it right now for us. Do it for now with us.
Yeah, hit the octave real quick.
Duck the Dark. He's got my back.
Aaron.
No.
Oh, and Drew in the TARDIS said he's not going to lie. He'd F with it.
Well, I finally won the day, Aaron.
Sheldon wants this to be downloadable.
So he can throw it away? Said I want two copies so I can throw both of them in the trash.
This week's Brain Bang question, really, I wanted to ask. Hit the Overwatch scene one more time. who has the worst reputation in the Overwatch Season 5 right now? First option, Hanzo mains. Second answer, Mercy mains. Third, Genji mains. And then the last one, Widow mains. Do any of those particularly frustrate you when you play, Aaron?
No, actually.
So if you get into a match and the team comp does not require a Hanzo, or you need a healer or a tank or something like that, yet there's a one guy who just wants to be Hanzo, regardless of anything.
See, that's the thing, and I think maybe it might just be a quick play thing. I haven't really ran into those type of situations where it's like, this guy just sticks on Hanzo, or...
Maybe it's a PS4 thing.
Or maybe it's a PS4 thing. You know, maybe they're more sophisticated there. I don't know.
Wow. I could see them not trying it because it'd be too difficult on the controller.
So, yeah, they kind of just go with... they'll be them. They'll definitely pick the character, but then after a while, they'll just be like, all right, I need to switch.
Welp. So this was got a lot of reactions. Like, in no time at all, it jumped up a couple thousand votes. Just with the lowest one, surprisingly to me, was Widow mains, which was for the longest time one of my least favorites.
Love Widow.
Okay, Widow or Hanzo? Which one would you prefer if you had to have one?
Widow.
Yeah.
People would say, I'll get to the comments afterwards since I didn't do an other. 18% of the vote were Genji mains.
Okay.
That's acceptable.
Yeah. Genji can come in handy.
Genji's pretty powerful in the right hands, though. Yeah, that's why the whole pro Genji thing happened. Yeah. Because there's no such, there is a such a thing, but it's so rare. 27% of the vote was Mercy mains, and 38% still say Hanzo has the worst reputation in Overwatch. Mercy mains was what I was expecting to get first place.
Why Mercy?
So,
but this is for competitive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is competitive, 100%.
Doesn't affect me at all.
Basically, the Elo is like inflated so that you can go from gold to master with Mercy.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Okay.
With very little mechanical skills.
Because all you have to do is heal.
Yes.
Okay.
So then you get all these people in the super high elos who are only playing Mercy, and they're not that good at Mercy, and they refuse to change from anything else.
Okay.
So it's kind of like more of an issue for people who are higher level.
Higher level up. That makes sense. That's what I was going to ask. Because at my level, I'm like, whew, I'm glad we have a Mercy.
True that. Other people said, I love how much shit Mercy is getting for just that, but no one is saying a damn thing about Reinhardt. Which I think is different. I think Reinhardt takes a lot more skill and patience to play than Mercy. What? Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I was asking Webb a question.
Oh, okay. That was the brain bang.
That was it?
Yeah.
I could tune out now. Give me a second.
All right. There was another thing we wanted to get to, and it was Ivy actually came to us very heated about a topic that you wanted to bring up, and I'll let you do the intro. I mean, this is your floor.
And it wasn't the celebrity thing?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot that happened over the last few weeks.
Yeah. This is Ivy Doom Kitty.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Ivy, let's go.
Sorry, I'm answering chat right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, just whatever. Take your time with chat.
Here's the floor, Ivy. Yeah. Hold on.
Sir Kitsune wants to know where I got the Reaper mask back there, and I can't remember. He's my friend. I'm drawing a mental block. As soon as I remember, I will let you know, and I'll post his info on there, because he's pretty cool. Yeah, I got his shotgun little pistol-y poo-poo-poo things, and also his mask back there. It's pretty sweet. Okay, so some drama for your mama.
Ooh, our favorite thing.
All right. So, there was just, you know, I'm definitely going to write like a blog post about this too, because it was definitely a topic that really got a lot of people within the cosplay community involved. And the topic was, it was a particular cosplayer that had posted on Twitter that she's finally acknowledging and accepting the fact that the type of photos and work that she does is porn. Which is fine. Go for it. You know,
Links, you do please.
You. You know, if you're gonna, you know,
to the Patreon?
If you do porn or you do whatever it is that you do, you know, that's you. That's how you present yourself. That's what you like to do, and that's what you know. That's the work that you enjoy. Go for it. Just like other people enjoy this work or that work or that work. There's so many different facets, you know. So, you know, I'm not here to judge what you do and what you don't do.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I have a lot of friends that do, you know, they're either in the porn industry or, you know, things like that.
Links, please.
You know, and that's fine. That's great. You know, do whatever you're going to do. I don't care.
Well, I mean, we would if we had links. I mean,
the issue.
Okay.
Is when somebody makes blanket statements and says, you know what, any cosplayer that does any kind of boudoir is doing porn.
And you, of course, started doing boudoir before you were even doing cosplay.
Yeah, yeah, I've been a boudoir model for a while. I've been doing that for quite a bit of time. And then, you know, once I started cosplaying, I started to incorporate some of the boudoir into my cosplay or some of my photo shoots. So I've been doing it since before a lot of these girls have been doing it, you know, and it's fine. You know, it's a lot of fun. I think it's pretty cool that a lot of different girls embrace it. But for me, it's a thing of embrace the aesthetic, embrace the art of it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to do boudoir, do it artistically, you know, yeah. It's art, you know, just like cosplay, just like anything else. It's a form of art. So do it with that in mind. Have pride in what it is that you work, what you do, regardless, you know, of what it is, you know, have pride for that and show pride for it. But when you admit to something that it is that you do, and then you go and drag the rest of the community into it as well, to validate what it is that you do, that's what's wrong. You know, you don't get to decide what this person and that person and that person does. You don't get to, you know, define what it is that they do. You know, that's not right and that's wrong. Just like I don't go and define what this person or that person does, and I don't make blanket statements about the community in terms of, yes, everyone just does this one thing. You know, because there's a lot of people that work really hard to, you know, not do boudoir, or, you know, they do boudoir a certain way, or they don't do any of that, and they only do stuff, you know, like photos with kids and charity things and things like that, and, you know, they're great and everything with that, and vice versa with everything else. But when you make blanket statements like that, you're actually damaging the entire community. You know, it hurts the whole community, and, you know, from a professional level, you know, some cosplayers don't want to be associated in terms of, you know, doing that kind of aesthetic or work type because of it can affect them, you know, with appearances. It can affect them with contracts that they might have with, you know, things that are, you know, PG-13 or whatever. So when things like that are said, it's a very bad thing. You know, and this cosplayer made a very, very grave error in making that statement. So I got very upset. And for me, I feel like, hey, you know what? If there's something bad that's happening or something wrong that's being said, it's up to each person. No, we're not posting any links in regard to this. Regard to this.
DM me for the links.
DM the links. DM the links.
I denied it. Mnemonic, sorry.
I'll take private links.
So here's the deal.
But hold on.
I met with okay, go ahead.
So I was very upset about the entire thing. And, you know, I posted on my own social media, on my own Twitter feed, you know, cosplay boudoir is not porn. There is a big difference. Get it straight. That's uh-oh. All I posted.
She said, get it straight, wait, fam.
Did you start some funk?
Well, no, yes. I finished it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Hello.
So that's what was posted on my personal account. Or not on my personal account, but on my Twitter feed. And then this cosplayer made it a point to come to my Twitter account and say, no, this is what happened, and like, no, it is porn. It's porn. It's definitely porn. Blah 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 blah.
So this was back and forth.
And then at that point, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm not holding anything back. I'm done. Like, let's do this. And I went and posted multiple different, reasons and statements for why, no, this is not porn. You do not get to define it. And unfortunately, this person said, oh, well, I've been, other cosplayers as well as myself have been, changing the way that, you know what, let me look it up because I don't want to ruin.
And I quote, while you're looking that up, I talked to a photo guy, a guy who does art at these conventions. He's pretty well known, goes all over the country. And I was so disappointed when I talked to him, and he had such a negative opinion on cosplay in general.
Yeah.
He called it all porn. He was like, if you're in a cosplay, you're just doing it for an attention. They're all attention whores. They're all super disrespectful at the cons. They come in front of my booth with their giant group of friends. And they're not competition. Like, I'm a real artist. Like, he really started going off on cosplayers.
Wow.
As a whole. Like, said so many, like, blanket controversial statements. And, you know, me, I'm not going to, make a huge thing out of it. But I was like, dude, I think you're letting a small number of, what you've experienced pretty much speak for an entire group of people who that's not the intention.
Yeah, no. Like, note to self, do not associate with that person because they are very bitter.
Yeah, it sounded like just an old bitter guy. He's like, I've been to conventions back when they used to allow real porn stars on the con floor. Because I guess that was a thing. Like, at some conventions, they would...
Like, AVN or something, maybe.
No. Like, this was, like, WonderCon, I believe.
Oh, jeez.
They had, like, legit porn stars there.
Yeah, at the, what is it? CES, I believe, is one of the ones where...
Oh, okay, here we go. Yeah.
That
Sorry.
Con is already, is like, next to the porn convention.
Okay, so... Okay, so, What she was saying was that her, as well as other cosplayers, have redefined what boudoir is in cosplay and in Patreon. So she started to drag Patreon into this to now mean something different. And that's when I said, no, absolutely not. You know, I've been doing boudoir since before cosplay, since before all of this. You know, I've been doing it for a while. You know, two, excuse me. Two, you know, who do you think you are? You don't get to redefine what an established term is. Who you know, what you right are. Do you think that you have? So, one of my fans made a comment on there about how, you know, she's not like the Neo of cosplay. You know, they're like, oh, well, you know, she's not
Matrix Neo?
Yeah, Matrix
Neo. Wow.
Okay.
It was funny. No, it's... so she's like, she's not the Neo. She isn't the Neo of cosplay and savior of cosplay, right?
Yeah.
So I responded back with, ha ha ha, that's actually really funny. Referring to the Neo comment because that was funny. And then all of a sudden, I'm a bully because I thought the post was funny. However, get this. Her fan that was going back and forth with my fan because they were like white knighting or whatever.
This was a true white knight clash.
Yes.
Oh, that's
a clash of the titans.
Wow, I've
so
always
a racist party. To
I've always seen white knights on the internet. You know what a white knight is, Aaron? Right? Hold on. Let's give. We need to give terms. Hold on. No, you hold on. This is my show, and it's a no nonsense show. And I like to define terms for people who don't understand them. And one of them is the term white knight. Aaron, do you know what that means?
Yeah, I know.
So people don't say it's racist.
It's still racist, but
it's
not racist. It's all
okay.
Racist.
It's a step below the magic racist. Dragon or whatever. It's...
Yeah, I'm gonna put a blanket statement over that whole thing. It's all racist.
Yeah. Okay. So white knights are the people who will. Generally are seen as defending like an attractive woman online with a secret hopes of getting some booty.
I wonder how many times that's worked for them.
Never. It's actually scientifically proven. There's been no time a white knight actually got booty. But so what happened was Ivy's white knight started fighting with these other white knights. So it was a clash. It was like when you hear Ivy's story, it's think of Game of Thrones in your head.
Okay, so I am the Khaleesi. I claim dibs on the dragons. I'm the mother of dragons.
So?
But anyhow, so, you know, then my fan made a comment on Twitter about, you know, like, Ivy's been doing this for however long, and, like, she's really done, like, played me up to a point where it was, like, it bothered me. It was not appropriate.
So the white knight was feeling himself.
And then, now, mother of cats, yes. And then the other guy, he's like, oh, well, Ivy's not the Neo of cosplay, blah, blah, blah. So I responded with a, ha, 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 that's freaking funny as hell. Because you know what? I freaking got a sense of humor, and I can laugh at myself when people make funny-ass comments. I'm not going to get my panties in a bunch over a freaking stupid-ass comment like that.
So what's the results here? How did this all pan out?
It was funny. Neo of cosplay, Neo of cos. Come on, it's pretty freaking stupid and hilarious.
So what's the end result?
But anyhow, apparently I was a bully because I thought it was hilarious, even though I also laughed at myself when that's what I was called to. And I thought it was equally funny when I was called that. But, you know, some people just, they don't get it. But anyhow, aside from that, then, you know, she never apologized. She was more like, oh, well, I didn't realize that, you know, I shouldn't have made a blanket statement or whatever. Like, it wasn't an acknowledge of an apology on any level. Not an I'm sorry, which that bothers me because that tells me that you have too much damn pride to even be able to admit your own faults. And if you have too much pride to say I'm sorry, then you have a serious personality flaw. And that's someone I don't want to be associated with. You know, oh, and then also, so I have no problems with sex workers. Zero problems with sex workers. Like I said earlier, I have friends that are in the industry, you know, and what they do well. They do a great job, you know.
Again, links.
Yeah, I have no issues with them.
Links and coupons.
Links, please. Is she getting us links?
I think she's getting us coupons as well.
Well, I'll send you links to some of my friends. Yeah, they would love for you guys to check out their work. Absolutely. Yeah, I will send you links. But, you know, I have no problems with them.
Yeah, and coupons.
You know, I fully support them and everything. But, you know, also, for some weird reason, I apparently have an issue with sex workers. And that it boils down to the inability of people on the internet unable to comprehend or read proper English. And it was just frustrating. So then the whole thing died, and then it came back to life yesterday with, you know, somebody made a comment and they were trying to be helpful and they brought the whole damn thing to life. And I was like, oh my God, like, I do not want to deal with this because I do not have time to waste life on, you know, a stupid Twitter thing that, you know, it's dumb. You know, I said my piece, I said what I needed to say, and you know what? I'm going to stand up for the community, and I'm going to fight for the community, and I'm going to fight for every new cosplayer that's wanting to come in or that's interested in the craft that automatically feels like they can't do it because they have to forcefully, you know, do boudoir or do pinup or do the porn stuff that this girl's doing, you know, and that's not the case. You know, you don't have to do any of that. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. Cosplay characters that you love and enjoy and have fun with it. And that's the core of it. Enjoying yourself and having fun with it. But do not put labels on other people. Hold on. People can't cosplay what they want because of... I was kidding. Sir Kitsune, you can still cosplay. You got to do it. I am Latina. I am Latina and I am very brown. And I cosplay whoever the hell I want because I enjoy those characters. So, you know, and it's about, you know, like enjoying yourself. It's about empowerment, having fun. But, you know, then a really, really great friend of mine, online, who I will say her name because she's awesome. Meg Turney jumped in and she's like, hey, you know, like, Ivy, I don't want to mess it up because I don't like to misquote anything. And speaking of misquotes, while I look for this, one of the other things was then this cosplayer from before was backpedaling and was saying, hey, you know what? I didn't say this, and I didn't say that, and I didn't make a blanket statement. Screen caps exist for a reason. I had screen capped the post and reposted it onto the thread. Said, hey, are you sure you don't want to restate what you said? Sure you don't want to correct what you said? Because you did say that. Meg is freaking awesome and said, Mia, Abby Doomkitty standing up and saying boudoir modeling does not equal porn. And it's like a, I can't tell who that is, but she's going, yes, it's awesome. But anywho.
Wow, so that's a Daily Joseph drama. That's Jesus.
Yeah, she jumped in, and a few other very well-known cosplayers jumped in, and it got shut down, and it's done, and it's stupid. And the bottom line is, stand up for your community, defend your community. You know, we're all a part of this community, and if one person's trying to drag it down, then it's up to each and every one of us to stand together and fight for the right thing, you know, and band together, just like we all did as well on Twitter. So clearly, if that many of us stood together as one and were united about it, that should tell you right there whose mindset is completely flawed. It's simple.
Okay. Shit. That went way longer than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I was expecting it was a 2-minute. Yeah.
No, that was like 2.5 days worth of freaking back and forth.
Well, I hope you got it off of your chest.
No, it's good. That's good. I'm good. I'll be writing a blog post on my Patreon.
Ooh.
For you guys to check out.
Well, I don't even know how you follow that. Aaron, what do we do? Should I play that
new
theme
playing?
Song?
No, we should definitely not do that.
You don't think I should play the theme song again?
No.
What about
no.
this theme song? Oh, wow, look at that. Son of a bitch. Oh, man, that caught me off guard.
What should play about this theme song? And then you played
and it was just happened to play. Like, okay. It's one of those things, like, you say, like, you walk outside and you're like, hey, what if it started raining? And it just started raining?
So are we just supposed to ignore the fact that you reached over and hit a button?
I didn't. I didn't see that. I didn't see that happen whatsoever. That is, of course, the What You Playing theme song. The podcast gods have determined that they want to know what we've been playing. Feel free in chat to let us know the same. What have you been playing? And then maybe we'll talk about it. Starting across from me, Aaron Carter. I know last week was pretty lame. You didn't really play anything besides Pokemon Go, I think.
Yeah, I played a little Pokemon Go.
Pokego?
And this week, kind of nothing really.
Not even Pokemon Go.
I think. Slowly not even a gamer anymore?
I think I've evolved.
I knew he was going to say that.
He says like one of two things all the time.
It's true.
You know what I did though? I did play some real Mario Kart.
Real Mario Kart.
So did you drive on the freeway and throw bananas at people?
No. I went to a place where you can play soccer pool. I showed you the picture, right?
Yeah.
But they had a thing called Mario Kart there. And I was like, well, you know, let's play this. And the guy brought like these RC cars.
Okay.
But they were Nintendo themed. Like the whole thing was, it was Mario on his Mario Kart. So it was the ones you can buy. And Yoshi. And what they did is they strapped balloons to the back of them, right?
Oh,
and then they put
oh, so this is battle mode.
Battle mode.
Okay. They put balloons in the back of them, and then they put a needle in the front, and you got the RC car drive around and try to pop the other person's balloon.
That's cool. That's
and at
fun.
First, when I looked at it, I was like, this isn't going to work that well. It worked perfectly. Like, the balloons were inflated enough for, you know, us to pop each other's balloons. It happened. I played that. That was crazy fun. I did the soccer pool. That was fun. We played the hoops, the little basketball thing.
Where is all this at? It sounds like the coolest place in the world.
This place was actually pretty dope. It's off of Florin Road in the cuts, like just so like hidden, right?
Yeah.
So I went there late Saturday and stayed there from 9 to 1 in the morning. Just doing all these different things. And it was fun.
What's the place called again?
Soccer Compound, I think.
Okay.
I think it's called Soccer Compound.
Oh, could you get a sponsorship? My next question.
They're actually quite new, so I'm not sure.
Perfect time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And then there might be a language barrier, but whatever. So that's what I play.
Webb, what have you been playing?
Street Fighter and Overwatch.
Still playing Street Fighter.
I'm glad you're still on Street Fighter. I am glad you're still on Street Fighter.
Street Fighter and Overwatch.
I haven't played in about a week. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to pick up the sticks again.
Oh, yeah. Well, we heard that before.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just feeling so damn confident. I had a good training session in my last week, and basically he taught me some tips and tricks. My coach.
Your coach who?
My coachy.
Coachy?
My coachy, yeah.
What's a
coachy? Coachy. Coachese, you know?
Coachese?
Yeah. Yeah.
Goat? Are you saying goat cheese?
No.
I think he's saying goat cheese.
I think he's saying goat cheese.
Yeah, exactly. But.
Is he Greek?
However, needless to say, irregardless.
Irregardless?
Very, very yes.
That is not a word.
Yes, it is. It's been a word on this podcast for years.
Yeah, it has.
It's been on this podcast, definitely.
Word was put into the dictionary several years ago, but it is not a word.
All right. Well, hang on. Let's not brush past that. It's been put in the dictionary, but it is not a word.
I'm going to Google it real quick.
Where are you forcibly put in the dictionary?
Because so many do anything forcibly.
Who the hell is
that? That's because so many people were using it.
So then it's a word.
Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Yes.
It became a word several years ago.
So it became a word.
So it's a word.
Boom! Lawyered.
It became a word, yeah, because a bunch of, like, you know, whatevers decided to use the word over and over and over again, and it spread like cancer.
You know what? I have a good friend. Her name is Merriam-Webster, actually related to Webb. And she says, irregardless was popularized in a dialectal American speech in the early 20th century. Its increasingly widespread spoken use called to the attention of usage commentators as early as 1927.
Irregardless is a double negative.
This started happening in 1927. Yeah. The most frequently repeated remark.
Irregardless is a double negative.
Is it
regardless
no
is
word?
Already negative. Irregardless is canceling out the word regardless. So just don't use the word. Use something else.
Ivy, are you done? Because it says the most frequently repeated remark about this is that it's no such word. There is such a word, however. Says Merriam-Webster.
Boom! My relative.
If you're still trying to pick up a fight from 1927 about a word that clearly exists.
You're not going to win this.
You cannot win this, Ivy Doom Kitty.
I agree with special cases. This is where, like, stupidity comes into play. Kofefi or kofef or whatever the hell will eventually get added into the dictionary.
Irregardless of Ivy's opinion.
It's a real word.
It's a real word.
So let's talk about Street Fighter. How confident are you feeling right now?
Pretty damn confident.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How you doing in the pugs?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bronzy?
I'm platinum.
You lie. Freaking liar.
Right. Yeah.
We'll have to see.
We shall see.
What else are you playing?
Overwatch.
Okay. We don't need to talk about that.
No, we've talked that into the ground.
Ivy Doomy, what you been playing?
Doom Kitty. I actually have not had a chance to play anything.
Do you and Aaron realize that you guys are on gaming podcasts?
Do you realize that I'm developing a video game?
As much as you're writing albums.
Boom.
That's highly incorrect.
You're right. You're doing more with the albums.
Yeah, you've actually created artwork for the albums.
Yeah, and I've actually come up with multiple lines of...
Dialogue. All right.
Concept art.
Okay.
I've been playing real life Pac-Man when I travel.
So are you the ghost or are you Pac-Man in this scenario?
I'm both, depending on what I feel like that morning.
What? So you're back with the Wizard World, huh?
Yeah. I did Wizard World Philly, and in 2 weeks I'll be at a Wizard. La, la, la. See, now you got me screwing up and talking all like that. I was gonna say what? I'm gonna be at Wizzy. No,
at the Wizzy. Hey.
At Wizard World, Sacramento.
You know, you seem to just be dodging me. You picked the one. Okay, I've gone to LA like 5 times since you've been a host on this show, and you're gone every single time. And just to spite me, the 1 week I'm gone, you're down in Sacramento.
That is your fault, my friend.
Are you going to be here all 3 days for the event, or?
Yeah, all 3 days. I'm gonna try to fly out that Thursday night since I'll already be out there for E3 with you guys. It makes no sense to fly back home. I mean, drive back home and then drive back early in the morning, you know, Friday morning. So ideally fly out there, you know, Thursday night and then have all Saturday or all Friday.
Does that mean we're going to have Ivy in the studio for the Saturday show?
It would have to be after the costume contest and you guys would have to feed me food.
Aaron.
It's all Aaron.
Wow.
Irregardless.
The contest ends around 8:30-ish.
Oh, see, that's perfect.
That's way past his bedtime.
No, I mean, the show starts at like
9-ish.
Yeah, we'd have to start around 9, and then I would need someone to pick me up from the hotel and take me to the location for podcasting. I would need food. I can supply somebody else to join us on the podcast, though, as well, if you'd like.
Ooh. Oh, now you earned Aaron's respect back, because he doesn't do that shit for anybody, not even us.
No, whoever's located at in Sacramento that weekend.
Oh, you should grab somebody random. Hey, you. You look like you want to be on a podcast. Yeah. Let's go.
You better not be bringing
his ears perked up.
He really wants to meet Jessica Negri. We need to hold that over his head for as long as possible. No, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
No.
In fact, is she going to be at E3?
No, she doesn't have a ticket.
Oh, okay. See.
Does she need one?
Jeez.
I think she would. Oh, you're talking about my sister?
No.
No, we're talking
about... Wow.
Jessica Negri.
Sorry, I read someone thing. Sheldon was talking about my little sister on the feed, so my brain went to my little sister.
The thing is, I know you guys want to meet her way more than I do.
I've already met her.
That's true.
You don't think that's true?
I've already met her.
Oh, okay. Sure, Webb. Sure, Webb.
We've had a long conversation.
Yeah, and I've been to the moon as well. Okay.
Wow. That's weird. I was going to say, if she's at E3, then Corey and I need to take a picture with her and send to Aaron.
We might as well.
She'll be at AX for sure.
Ivy, we'll at Wizard World, we'll find all the celebrities we can, you know, and we'll just wrangle them all over here. We'll just bring them back into the studio and do a good show.
We'll bring Rooker back. How's that?
I'll be a little pissed.
You know what? If you get Rooker back, you know, that'd be awesome. Let's go. We'll shoot for Rooker. We're like, hey, Rooker, we were doing a podcast. You know,
hey Rooker, do you want to come to my house for a podcast?
Hey, if I show him the studio,
it's not even his house.
If I show him the studio,
do you
want
to come to my friend's house for a podcast?
it would look very shady too, because the way that I get in the house, it would be.
He goes in through the garage.
So no, we're good, man. We're good.
Yeah, just stay out here. I'll be right back.
That's the last thing I need.
Like, hurry up, hurry up. Come on.
Well, the dogs are barking.
I've met Rooker once too, and he's a handful. I don't know if I want him in the studio.
Let's do it.
He'd probably destroy it. He's like super high energy.
He'd pick things up to look at him and break something.
Yeah.
We got to do Michael Rooker. We'll get Val Kilmer is going to be in the building. Yeah. We're getting them both.
Wait, Val Kilmer is going to be at Sac Wizard World?
Yes.
And I'm missing this?
Yes.
Doc Holliday?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, wait, and who else? Who else?
Kate
tell him
Beckinsale?
Who else? Yep.
Oh, we got to get one of these.
Wait, why did they just have real good actors there? Like, that's not even like normal. I'm expecting Lou Ferrigno and
Lou Ferrigno's going to be there. Yeah,
Jason David Frank.
We got John Hader. He's going to be there.
Yeah.
We got Edward James Olmos.
Oh, it's Edward James Olmos.
Yeah,
that's almost acceptable.
Got Bob Morley.
He probably disappoints so many people. I was told Bob Marley was going to be here.
No, Morley.
Morley.
You got that dude.
We got, yeah, Sean Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Sean, you got her? Cool. Lieutenant O'Hara?
Sean's cool.
Oh, Lieutenant O'Hara. Nichelle Nichols?
Yep.
I think we just spelled it wrong.
We just need to get them all in the studio. That's all we need to do.
Wrangle them all up.
Yep. Wrangle them all up.
Well, things are about to get really busy here in VGB land. Next weekend, the show will continue for the Weekend Bang. I will be, of course, down in LA doing Nairo Saga. And then next week during E3, expect many small form podcasts. So subscribe. Please subscribe to the iTunes if you have an iPhone or the Android Marketplace. If you have an Android, you can go there, search the Marketplace for Video Game Space Bang, and you hit that subscribe button. We'd appreciate any ratings you can give us as well, because that helps other people find the podcast, which is advertising, which is like giving us money, but if you can't afford to, it's like, boom, you just did it. You helped a brother out. I appreciate everyone on our Patreon. We've been giving more content there. We've started a new little podcast series called The Throwaways, which are like little 10 to 15 minute tidbits of just the guys messing around. You get a little behind the scenes stuff. Like, we were in the middle of recording and Ivy was ready to do the show, so she called and we made her part of it. So thanks for everyone for watching the show. We'll see you on the internet. For Corey, Ivy, Aaron, and David Webb. Bye bye.
Don't be a douche.
YouTube chat.